If you are eating in your car, or while scrolling your phone, or texting, or working, or you are just plain out distracted when you're eating, then this episode is for you. I'm going to be talking about how mindless eating and snacking can lead to overeating, which can lead to, you guessed it, unwanted weight gain, my friend. But don't worry, as always, I got you. I'm also going to give you 5 strategies to help you become a mindful eater. And I have a challenge that is right up your alley if you need more support with mindful eating. So let's get into it, ladies, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach. And I am so pumped to be here with you today on this beautiful, and I say beautiful October day here in Virginia. Now, I'm not going to say how I cannot believe that it's October, y'all. Nope, I am not even going to say that I feel like we were just saying Happy New Year. I'm not even going to say that at all. So let's just get into mindful eating and let's dig into why that can be such a struggle for many of us. I'm also going to give you some simple and effective strategies on how to do more mindful eating in your day-to-day life. So if that sounds like a plan, let's just get on into it. So when you're thinking about mindful eating, what is the first thing that pops into your mind? For me, when I think about mindful eating, I think about sitting down at a table with some really amazing, flavorful food, great lighting, and all the aesthetics that goes with it. Some jazz music playing in the background, and I'm enjoying and savoring every single bite. That's what I think about when I think about mindful eating. Now, your image of mindful eating may look a bit different, but it should include the elements of taking the time to intentionally enjoy and savor the food you're eating without distractions. It should also include paying attention to the cues your body gives you when it's full. But who really has time for that? Who has time for that? Nobody. We don't have time or we don't make time to intentionally savor and enjoy our food. Why? Because we're busy. We are busy. We have busy lifestyles. And a lot of the time we don't or we don't feel like that we can slow down. Right? I mean, with all the busyness and with that busyness comes a multitasking. I'm pretty sure that if I had money to bet, I'm pretty sure that you're multitasking right now when you're listening to me. You're probably driving or walking or washing dishes or cleaning. I don't know what you're doing, but you're probably doing all the things, right? We're eating in our cars while we're working, we're texting and scrolling, we're eating while we're watching TV, or in my case, I'm eating and I'm dealing with a little guy who lives rent-free in my house. And if you're new here, I'm referring to my 10-year-old son. I mean, eating a meal with that little dude, it's a whole event with a side dish of distractions and a little bit of heartburn. But seriously, this on-the-go, distracted, hurried way of eating can definitely and usually does result in mindless eating because we're actually disconnected from the actual experience of eating our food. Another reason that we struggle with being mindful when we eat is all of the emotions that we deal with on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, and sometimes a minute-to-minute basis. Emotions, stress, and even boredom can trigger mindless eating, which again can and usually does result in overeating. I mean, how many times have you been stressed or frustrated and polished off a big bag of those kettle corn corners in one sitting? Or is that just me? And if you haven't tried that snack, don't, because they are highly addictive. That is those kettle corn popcorners. Again, don't try them because they're highly addictive. But emotional eating can be a coping mechanism for a lot of the challenges that we face. And I know for me, this has especially been the case, especially when I worked in an office setting. I mean, I would get one of those lovely emails from my leader, and before you know it, I had snapped my computer shut and I was headed for the nearest vending machine, y'all. Or the last place that I worked actually had a CVS that was literally, and I mean literally, an elevator ride and then about 20 steps away from my workstation. And I mean, it was nothing for me to deal or not deal with my stress by buying up and eating all the chocolate I could in 10 minutes flat. Now, I will say that I have gotten a lot better with mindless, or I should say mindful eating, mindful emotional eating. And that's not just because I work for myself now. Now, I will say that it does help, but I have some strategies, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But getting back on track here, emotional eating, it can be a coping mechanism and cause us to eat without really even thinking about it. We don't think about what we're eating and we don't even think about how much we're eating. And all of this can very quickly lead to overeating, which again, over time, it can lead to weight gain. And aside from the weight gain, the more it happens, the more we use it as a coping mechanism, the more we'll continue to do it. All right, so another reason that we struggle with mindful eating is social influence or being out with our family and our friends or even our coworkers. That can lead us to mindless eating. I cannot tell you how many times I would go out to lunch and order food that was not, and not even remotely close to what I should be eating when it comes to my health and wellness goals. When you work in a stressful or what I like to call a pressure cooker environment, sometimes the only way that we can blow off steam and decompress is during the lunch day. And if you're out and you're chatting or you're venting with your coworkers, it's easy to order whatever it is that comes to your mind and polish it off in like a 5 or 10 minutes flat. It is so easy to do that. And it's easy to do because you're having lunch with your peers and you're totally engaged with what's being said, that you're disengaged from how much you're eating or if you're still hungry. And sometimes you don't even think about if the food tastes good or not because you're that engaged in the conversation. And it's okay because I have definitely been there too. So I'm going to give you 5 simple strategies for mindful eating. And one more thing before I dive in. When I say simple, that doesn't always equate to easy because a lot of things on this health and wellness journey, they just aren't easy. But I'm here to take all the complexity out and make it as straightforward as possible because, like we said earlier, nobody has time for all of that. All right, so this first strategy is recognizing and understanding the importance of your own hunger and fullness cues. It sounds simple enough, right? And that's because it is, but why do we always get to the point of, whoo, I am stuffed? We've all been there, right? So the tip here is to tune into your body's signals so that you are not mindlessly eating or overeating. And I will tell you, this has been really beneficial for me. As a matter of fact, it has been a game changer. And again, it's simple, but you want to make sure that you're keyed into your body's cues. Before you eat or before you continue to eat, just ask yourself, am I really hungry? And give yourself a beat or two to process and think about that question. And if you are hungry, then go ahead and eat. But if not, figure out why you have the urge or you want to eat or snack, and then figure out your next best step. The key here is to really make sure that you eat when you're, I'd say, moderately hungry, and then stopping when you're satisfied. Not when you've cleaned your plate or when you've emptied the bag of snacks, but making sure that you stop when you're satisfied. All right, the second strategy or tip is making or prepping your own food as much as possible. Again, let's keep it simple. I'm not talking about all the meals and all the special glass containers. I'm talking about if you know you need something sweet after breakfast, because she is me and I am her, then have some fruit cut with some cinnamon and make sure that it's easy for you to grab and go. Or if lunchtime is a miss for you, then take the time to prep some food at the beginning of the week that you really enjoy. That's the key. Make sure that you're prepping something that you really enjoy and that you look forward to eating. Again, it does not have to be an all-day event. Just do a little bit of pre-planning and prep if you need to. Making your own food allows you to have choices that are more likely to be better for you than eating while you're out or grabbing something on the go. And because you take the time and effort to make it, you're more than likely to be mindful of how much you're eating, and you won't eat it all in one sitting. Okay, so the third tip is the environment or the atmosphere that you're in when you're eating. Now, I know the scene that I described earlier in this episode is not all possible on the regular. We can dare to dream, but I know that it's not possible. But as much as possible, try to create a calm and inviting atmosphere while you're eating. Again, start out slow and simple. If it's crazy during most of your meals times, do some pre-planning and pick out a meal or two when you can just focus on sitting down, chewing slowly, and savoring each bite. No phones, no TV or screens of any kind, ladies. Just whoever you're eating your meal with, and just eat your food and enjoy. Now, I know this is a hard one. I know. Like I said, my son, I may have shared this with you guys. He's on the spectrum for autism and he has some sensory issues and he really struggles with mealtime. It is a long, drawn-out process for us. But recently, we found that he does better when he's watching movies. So I may not currently practice what I preach at dinner, but when he's in school, you better believe I'm eating in silence, and I really encourage you to try it. It will help you to be present and mindful of what you're eating. All right, the fourth tip coming at you is making your own snacks. Now, this is similar to prepping your own food, but I put it in a category all its own because mindless snacking, it's real for us. Now, you may be a unicorn like my husband. He doesn't have an issue snacking, but I know for most of my ladies, we struggle with snacking. And again, that is because she is me and I am her. But if snacking is your downfall, then girl, do yourself a favor and prep your own snacks. That way, you can have some control over what you're eating and how much. So, if you like a sweet and salty snack in the afternoon, you can go make your own granola and put it on top of some Greek yogurt. Or if you just want the granola, add a boiled egg or two just to ensure that you're getting some protein and you'll get some fat from the egg as well. Mindful snacking should include nutrient dense foods like fruit and nuts and yogurt. And it's also important to be aware of how much or the portion size. Making sure that if you make it or even if you buy it, make sure you don't eat it all. And if you're struggling with snacking or some options for snacking, don't worry, girl, I got you. We are having a healthy habit snack challenge in our Facebook group the week of October the 6th. And I'm going to give you the 411 at the end of this podcast, so don't worry about it. All right, so the fifth and final strategy is identifying and managing emotional eating. Now, I know I told a funny story about this earlier, but for many of us, self included, it's funny until it's not. meaning it can really be a problem. So if you think or you know it's a problem for you, try to identify when it happens. If something happens that really, really grinds your gears, and the first thing that you want to do is eat some cookies or have some food DoorDash to you from that chicken place with great customer service. And I know you know the one that has a line wrapped around the building 12 times. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it. Seriously, don't do it. Usually, emotional eating comes from unaddressed emotions. And emotional eating can turn into mindless eating, which again can turn into overeating. Instead, do your very best to address the stress. Identifying and addressing the stress can be done in a number of different ways. It can be done by deep breathing, it can be done by journaling, meditation, and my all-time favorite, it can be done by praying. Ladies, I have to tell you, I am praying on the regular these days. Now, if you have the time and the resources, get proactive and take a yoga class or schedule a massage. And I can tell you, you can find oodles and oodles of yoga classes on YouTube. The key here for this strategy is to identify the emotional trigger to eat and have a plan in place for when it happens. And I have to say this again, I know it is not easy, but awareness can really help you make better choices for yourself. I know that it did, and it still does for me. All right, ladies, so those are my five strategies and tips to help you with mindful eating. As a recap, number one, recognizing and understanding the importance of your own hunger and fullness cues. Number two, prepping your own food as much as possible. And remember, keep it simple if you need to. If you want some more insight or some more support on that, listen to my episode 4. It gives you tips on keeping meal prep simple, and I'm going to link that below in the show notes. Number three, create a calm and inviting atmosphere while you're eating. Number four, make your own snacks, ladies, and I'll say no more. And the fifth one is identifying and managing emotional eating. Remember, do the best to address the stress. All right, ladies, and before I go, cue Frankie Beverly and Maze. If you know, you know. It's an oldie but goodie song. Look it up. Okay, but before I let you go, I want to remind you that I am having the first of a few fall challenges in our Facebook community starting Monday, October the 6th. This challenge will be focused on healthy snacks. Because you know, it is snacking season, y'all. You know, when October comes around, all the snacks come out to play. And if you struggle with snacking, be it mindless or you just want tips and ideas and a little bit of encouragement, then this challenge is for you, my friend. And if you're already a member of our Facebook community, come in and get engaged. And if you're not, then click on the show notes below to join. I would love, love, love to see you there. All right. And with that being said, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.